HAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Again, welcome back to the Smith Complex as we get set for game number two here this afternoon between Hastings and Concordia. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 10-5. In fact, second ball game just now getting started. We've got the first batter up there for the Concordia Bulldogs. It's going to be Zach Goodrich. He'll be out in center field again for Concordia here in game number two. There's a high fly ball to deep right field. Going back is Mack Land. Going back to Land up against the fence, and he can't make the catch. Goodrich is on his way to second base, and he will lead off this second ball game with a double to deep right field. So Zach Goodrich gets the board here for the Concordia Bulldogs. As he hits that one to a deep right field. Starting pitcher for Hastings here in game number two is going to be A.J. Clark. Clark has thrown the most innings out of anybody on the staff. He's got 53 innings in the books. In fact, he's the leader as far as wins are concerned, too. He's at 6-2. So A.J. Clark, the pitcher for Hastings, 6-2 on the season. He's got one save. He's thrown 53 innings. He's now given up 43 hits and 14 runs. 12 of those earned, 5 base on balls, and 43 strikeouts. Here's a bunt laid down by Comas down the first base side. A.J. grabs it, goes to first base. That's in time. The sacrifice works, moving along to third base on the play. Is going to be Goodrich. Comas is retired in the play from pitcher to first, and Ray Finley comes up there next. Continuing the numbers with A.J. Clark. 42 base hits, 14 runs, 12 of those earned, 5 base on balls, 43 strikeouts, earned run average at 2.04. Team's batting just 208 against him. So that's the starter for Hastings here in game number two, A.J. Clark, after Kirby Wells gets this win in game number one. Hastings won the opener by the score of 10-5 over the Concordia Bulldogs. Ray Finley comes up there next. Finley is going to be the catcher. He will bat from the right-hand side. As A.J. Clark will work from the stretch with a runner on. Goodrich over there at third base. There's a swing and a miss from Finley. And the count is at 1-1. For Hastings, Jeff Hobbs again will go behind the plate for the Broncos. John Rivera is at first base. Gabe Salas getting the start for Hastings at second base here in game number two. Sonny Huey is at shortstop and Daniel Nealon at third base. Next pitch is going to be down low as Hobbs scoots that one out of the dirt. Out in the outfield for Hastings in the second ball game, Decker Brown is out in left field. Zach Nelson is out in center, and Mack Lamb is out in right field. So Hastings College now have a record of 23-18 on the season, 14-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia 17-25. They're 7-12 in the conference after the first ball game. The next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. It is now 2-2. Nebraska Wesleyan went on to beat Doan in the second half of that doubleheader today in Lincoln by the score of 8-5. Doan winning the first ball game 3-0. So the Broncos can pick up a game on the Tigers with a win here in game number two. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 2-0. The third part of the equation is Northwestern. They're currently tied for Hastings in second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've got a tough doubleheader today in Sioux Falls against the Cougars. We'll wait for some scores to come in from Sioux Falls today. Sioux Falls and Northwestern playing as well, so they're also in the mix for a possible conference championship, the Red Raiders of Northwestern. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. That ball is going to be hit to left field. That's going to be hit hard. Going back is going to be over the head of Decker Brown up against the wall at 349 feet away. Ray Finley is going to pull up at second base with an RBI double here, and Concordia grabs the lead over the Broncos in game number one, or game number two. It's now 1-0. So one of our aces on the mound here, and he's given up a couple of doubles here in this first inning of play. A sacrifice thrown in there as well, and it's 1-0. Concordia's got the lead. Now Brandon Flug comes to the plate next. He's the first baseman. Flug in the first ball game had a couple of base hits and 4 trips to the plate. So Concordia has jumped on the Broncos here in game number two. It is 1-0. Bulldogs have the lead. A man is on at second base. That is Finley. There's only one man out here in the first as the pitch comes to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Brandon Flug. Concordia batting here in the top half of the first inning. Game number two here tonight between the Bulldogs and the Broncos. The next pitch is going to be popped up. First base side is going to get out of play. That's now 2-2. No balls and two strikes here to the batter, Brandon Flug. There's a ball hit on the ground toward third. Nealon has got it there. Takes time, throws it over across the plate, and that's not going to be in time. Nealon took some extra time to get the ball out of his glove over there at third base. The throw across the diamond was not in time, so Flug gets aboard here. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Finley. Actually, he stayed at second base. Finley stayed at second base on the play. Flug is aboard at first. So now runners are on at first and second base as Anthony Flores comes to the plate next. And he fouls away the first pitch. So Finley stays at second base on the ground ball toward the third there. So runners are on at first and second base and only one man out. Concordia's got a run in. Here in the top half of the first inning, game number two, A.J. Clark will throw one to the plate. An attempted bunt here is going to be fouled away. Back to the screen. It's no balls and two strikes. So 0-2 the count here. Hastings winning the first ball game tonight by a score of 10-5 over Concordia. Broncos jumped on the Bulldogs themselves with two runs in the first inning of game number one and then went on to cruise to a relatively easy win in the opener. Kirby Wells, the winning pitcher for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch, and A.J. hits a man. So an uncharacteristic start here for A.J. Clark as Anthony Flores is hit by a pitch by A.J. Clark. And now Concordia's got the bases loaded here in the first inning of play. Finley heads down to third base. Flug moves on to second base. Anthony Flores is on at first. Dustin Matlock will come to the plate next. Matlock is the third baseman. In the first game, he was 1-for-3. Scored a run, had an RBI in that first ball game. Matlock started the day with a batting average of .284. So Hastings trailing here. Concordia 1-0 in the first inning. A.J. Clark running into a jam right out of the gate. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low. For a ball, 1-0. They appeal out to the base umpire. A little check swing there by Matlock. He did not go around with it. Three base hits already for Concordia here in this first inning of play. Dustin Matlock in there from the right-hand side, working against the right-handed throwing A.J. Clark. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And it is now one ball and one strike. So one ball and one strike now to Dustin Matlock as A.J. Clark works in the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. It's a breaking pitch. It's in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. 1-2, the count, there's one man out. Concordia's got a run in, and now the bases are loaded here. Flores is down there at first base. Flug is on at second. Finley is on at third base. A.J. working from the stretch here. Looking in for the sign from his catcher, Jeff Hobbs, who's doing the catching chores again. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. And who's going to call for it? The shortstop for Hastings, Sonny Huey, and he makes the catch. So Matlock will fly out to the shortstop, Sonny Huey, and now there is two men out here in the inning. And coming up there next, it's going to be Mitch Nathan. So there's two men out here in the first inning of play. Here comes the pitch by A.J. It's going to be outside for a ball. So one ball and no strikes here to Nathan, Mitch Nathan. He's going to be the designated hitter for the Bulldogs here in game number two. He did not play in the first ball game. The pitch by A.J. Clark is going to be outside and down low. Nathan on the season. He's got a batting average of only .172. He's got five base hits in 29 trips to the plate. No home runs and three RBIs. Here comes the next pitch by A.J. Clark. A little check swing, and they call it a strike in the outside corner. It is now two balls and one strike. Winds are pretty much died down now out here at the Smith Complex, at least for the time being. Bright sunshiny sky. Temperature was in the 60s at game time of game number one. Next pitch is going to hit the outside corner again for a strike. And now the count is at two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count here to the number seven hitter in the batting order, Mitch Nathan. Nathan is a senior from Golden, Colorado, playing for the Dogs. So two balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground again. Left side of the diamond picked up there by Huey at shortstop. Long throw over the first base. A high throw, and it's not in time. Rivera climbs the ladder to grab the ball and then tries to make the tag on the runner, Mitch Nathan. Nathan gets aboard here. And coming in to score in the play is going to be Finley. So Finley comes in to score for the Dogs. That makes it a 2-0 ball game here in the first inning. The bases are still loaded with two men out. Flug moves over to third base on the play. Flores is on at second base. Mitch Nathan is on at first. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the Broncos. So an error on the throw there by the shortstop, Sonny Huey. And this is going to be Rodriguez coming to the plate next. There's another ground ball to Huey as he flips the ball to second. It gets the force out on Mitch Nathan, and the inning is over. So Huey has one error there, but he comes back and gets the ground ball as he flips it to Gabe Salas to catch the force out on Mitch Nathan, and the inning is over. But Concordia does some damage here in the top half of the first inning. They scored two runs on three base hits, one error on Hastings, and three men left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score, Concordia 2, Hastings College nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open every day at 11, weekends 7 a.m. for breakfast.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. The winner of the GPAC Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more by going to their website at www.hastings.edu. So Jordan Sturts is going to be the pitcher for Concordia here in game number two. Sturts has an ERA of 4.75. His record is sitting at 1 win and 4 losses on the season. Sturts has thrown 38 and a third innings, giving up 45 base hits, 32 runs. 26 of those have been earned. 11 base on balls and 20 strikeouts. Teams are batting .294 against him. So Hastings College is falling behind here in game number one. Or game number two, it is now a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Dogs as Hastings will bat here in the bottom half of the first. Decker Brown, Daniel Neal, and A.J. Clark will lead things off for Hastings here in this second ball game as Sturts will throw into the plate that's in there for a strike. So after A.J. Clark at third, Jeff Hobbs will bat fourth, followed by John Rivera, then Mack Lamb. Gabe Salas will be seventh, and it's Sonny Huey and Zach Nelson. Next pitch is going to be down low. It's one ball and one strike. So one ball and one strike here to Decker Brown, who's out in left field for Hastings here in game number two. Next pitch by Sturts is going to be down low and in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Decker in the first ball game for Hastings College. Reached on a base on balls, lined out to the shortstop, grounded out, and also reached on an error. Next pitch by Sturts is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now three balls and one strike. Brown started the day with a batting average of .238 for Hastings College. Up there for the first time here in game number two. Waiting on the pitch from Sturts, and here it comes. It's a fastball that misses outside. And Hastings gets a base runner as Decker Brown heads down to the bag at first. Daniel Nealon comes up there next for Hastings. Nealon is at third base here for Hastings in game number two. Nealon had a good first ball game. He had three base hits. Scored four times. He was hit by a pitch. So Daniel Nealon with three base hits in the opener for Hastings will come to the plate now. He started the day with a batting average of .267. Nealon played second base in game number one. He's at third base here with A.J. Clark on the mound for Hastings in this second contest. And here's the pitch by Jordan Sturtz. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Daniel Nealon. Base runner is down there at first base. That's Decker Brown taking his lead there. Brandon Flug will hold him on defensively. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike. One and one the count here. As a Daniel Nealon will try to get something going here for the Broncos after Hastings yielded a couple of runs in the top half of this first inning. Jordan Sturtz working from the stretch with that base runner on at first base. There's the ball hit to the left side to get through there for a base hit. Martin Rodriguez will pick the ball up out in left field for Concordia and gets it back there. So Daniel Nealon gets another base hit for Hastings. Moving down to second in the play is going to be Decker Brown. So that is four base hits now for Decker Brown, or rather for Daniel Nealon here in the doubleheader. A.J. Clark comes up there next. Clark, he had a base hit in that first ball game. That was a RBI single in the first inning of play. Grounded out in the second, struck out in the fourth, and he grounded out in the fifth. So Clark, who played at third base there in game number one, is now the pitcher here in this second ball game. He'll bat from the left-hand side with a right-handed throwing Sturtz out there. Squares around the butt. Lays it out there. Sturtz grabs it on the mound. Goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So A.J. is retired in the play, but he moves along the base runners. Decker Brown moves over to third base. Daniel Nealon is now at second base for Hastings. And Jeff Hobbs comes up there next. Hobbs behind the plate again for the Broncos here in this ball game. Hobbs had a couple of base hits as well in that first ball game. He flew out to center field in the first inning, had an RBI single in the second, had a double and scored a run in the fourth inning of play, and flew out to left field and inning number five. So Hobbs comes up there now. He pops it up here. It's going to be in shallow right field. Backing up as a second baseman, Flores, and he catches the ball there in shallow right field. So Jeff Hobbs flies out to the second baseman. That's two men out now here in the first inning of play. And John Rivera comes up there next. Rivera is playing at first base for Hastings in this ball game. Rivera in that first contest flew out to right field. He had a single. Reached on an error, and he grounded out. So John Rivera had a base hit up there. Now the pitching coach for Concordia is going to come out and have a couple of words with his main man out there in Jordan Sturtz. Bronco baseball for you. We're at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park, just north of Hastings. The second half of the doubleheader after the Broncos won the opener tonight by a score of 10-5. Hastings in the first ball game had 10 runs, 12 base hits, and 2 errors. Concordia had 5 runs, 10 base hits. They had 1 error. Caleb Taylor, the losing pitcher for Concordia. Kirby Wells picked up the win for the Broncos. Kirby now 4-3 on the season. So here comes John Rivera to the plate now for Hastings. Here's a ball that's going to be thrown outside. One ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count here to John Rivera. He'll be followed up by Mack Land. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and no strikes. Northwestern has beaten Sioux Falls in the first half of a doubleheader, 7-5. So the Red Raiders, they keep pace with Hastings College. They're tied for second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are now one game behind Doan. Doan splitting 2 games today. So Northwestern beating Sioux Falls in the first half of a doubleheader, 7-5. They're playing the second one right now. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. So the Northwestern Red Raiders now figure to be in the hunt for maybe a move to the top spot. Just a game behind Doan. So an all-important ball game here for Hastings. Here's a fly ball to our right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Retrieved there by Goodrich in center field. 2-run score. So John Rivera hammers a single to a center field, but 2 runs come in to score. A lot of speed on the base pads there for Hastings. Daniel Nealon had no problem getting around from second base to score. Of course, Decker Brown comes in from third base to score. And just like we did in the first ball game, the Broncos played a couple of runs in the first inning. Now we're tied up at 2 runs apiece. Coming to the plate next will be Mack Land. Land playing out in right field for Hastings here in this ball game. Land, he had a couple of base hits the first time around. Land also scored a run in that first ball game. There's a swing and a miss. Land with a big cut there, and he comes up empty. No balls and two strikes here to Mack Land. Hastings with a base runner on. At the first base, that is John Rivera. Land started the day with a batting average of .263 for Hastings. Jordan Sturts throws one to the plate. Breaking pitch is going to be popped up. Shallow center field backing up, and now coming on is going to be the center fielder, Goodrich, and he makes the catch. Mack Land will fly out to center field, but Hastings gets the two runs back that they yielded in the top half of the inning. Hastings scores two runs on two base hits. No errors on Concordia. One man left on base. We've played one here at the Smith Complex. The score, Hastings 2, Concordia 2.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here on 1230 KHAS. It is Concordia now batting here in the second inning of play. Kyle Ivanoff, number 9 in the batting order. Then we'll see the top of the order again in Zach Goodrich and Nate Comas. So Concordia's jumped on A.J. Clark in that first inning. He gave up a couple of runs, three base hits. Concordia could have had more, but Hastings finally getting Martin Rodriguez out of there in that first inning of play. Here's a strike delivered up here to Kyle Ivanoff. No balls and one strike here. Next pitch by A.J. Clark is going to be inside, and it's now a 1-1. So Concordia batting here in the second inning of play. We're tied up at two runs apiece. All-important ball game for the Broncos as they continue their quest to maybe win the GPAC championship here for 2011. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count here to Kyle Ivanoff. He started the day with a batting average of .188. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and two strikes now to Kyvan Ivanoff. He's playing at shortstop again for the Concordia Bulldogs. He's got no home runs, 8 RBIs so far this year. A.J. Clark looking in for the sign. He's got it. Wind up in the pitch. Hit on the ground again. Sonny Huey at short's going to grab it. He goes to first base, and it's going to be in time. Ivan Ivanoff is retired in the play from short to first. And that's going to bring up Zach Goodrich next. He led off the ball game with a double. The right center field eventually came around to score a run. So he comes up there now. Goodrich started the day with a batting average of .372. In fact, this guy led in just about every major statistical category offensively for the Concordia Bulldogs. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in one to Goodrich. Led the team in batting average, also in at-bats, in runs scored, in base hits, in doubles, in triples, in total bases, and in slugging percentage. And when he gets on the base pads, he also leads the team in stolen bases as well. Zach Goodrich now calls time here at the plate. However, in the first ball game, Goodrich only had one base hit in four trips to the plate. He struck out once, hit into a double play once, and he flew out to second base. So Hastings did a good job keeping him in check in game number one. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. Here comes the next one from A.J. Clark as he works quickly. That ball's going to be hit to deep right field, going back is Land, and he makes the catch out there. Mack Land in deep right field makes the catch for Hastings right in front of the sign that says 349 feet as a Zach Goodrich drills that one hard, but right at Mack Land out in right, and Nate Comas comes to the plate next. He is the right fielder. Comas laid down a sacrifice in game number one. They're actually in inning number one of the second ball game, as Comas will come to the plate for the second time today here in this ball game. Struck out three times in the first ball game, as the first pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. Nothing and one. We're in the second inning of play here tonight. Hastings College and Concordia in a doubleheader. The Broncos winning the first game by a score of 10-5. Ray Finley would be next. There's two men out for the Dogs here in the second inning. Here comes the next pitch by Clark. A swing and a miss. Comas goes after an outside pitch there, and he was way out in front of that one. Swings and misses. So it's nothing and two. Comas so far this year has walked nine times. He has struck out 12 times. No balls, two strikes. Next pitch is a fastball there by A.J. It's going to be outside for a ball. One and two the count. Comas so far this year has got nine base hits and 53 trips to the plate. Three of those nine hits have been doubles. Next ball is going to be swung out and missed. The catcher, Hobbs, drops the third strike. He rockets it down to first baseman John Rivera, and the inning is over. So officially a strikeout in the ball game there for A.J. Clark. He records number one as Comas strikes out. Hobbs drops the third strike and had plenty of time to get it down to John Rivera to record the out at first base. So Concordia goes down in order here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We played one and a half with a score. Hastings 2, Concordia 2.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Big GA Salon and Garden staff invite you to their Garden Center open house this Saturday, April 30th from 9 to 12. Rural Ranchers 4-H Club will be selling snacks, Hastings Wellhead Protection will be demonstrating rain barrels, and Master Gardeners will be holding seminars on flower and veggie planting with a timeline, and also tomato planting and care. Stop out to Big GA this Saturday to enjoy the activities.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big GA.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos come to bat here in the second inning of play. We've got the bottom third of the order coming up here. Gabe Salas, Sonny Huey, and Zach Nelson. So Salas batting for the first time here this afternoon. He did not play in game number one for the Broncos today. Salas now playing at second base. He starts the day with a batting average of .298. Jordan Sturce will go to the work here for Concordia. The pitcher for the Dogs, and the first pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Salas has got six RBIs, no home runs so far this year. He will take a strike here. One ball and one strike. Salas with 17 base hits and 57 trips to the plate. He's got a couple of doubles. There's a ground ball to second. Flores picks it up and throws it to first base. The flug, and there's one out of the inning. Gabe Salas grounds out to second base. And that's going to bring up Sonny Huey next. Huey is the shortstop. Huey had a base hit in that first ball game. He was hit by a pitch twice. Struck out once. Scored a run for the Broncos here in game number one. Started the day with a batting average of .280. So Sturz will go to work on him. And here's a fastball right at the knees for a strike. No balls and one strike. Huey batting in the number eight position. Here tonight, Zach Nelson will follow him. And if one of those two guys can get aboard, we'll see Decker Brown. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike to Huey. Sonny Huey with 30 base hits and 107 trips to the plate when the doubleheader got started this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be down low. And it's now two balls and one strike. Two and one the count here. Huey has scored 22 runs. He's got six stolen bases. Good guy to have on the base pads here for the Broncos. He's got six swipes as well as Tomlin. The next pitch is going to be upstairs for a ball. And it is now three balls and one strike to Sonny Huey. Huey has struck out 21 times so far this year. He has walked 21 times coming into the twin bill here this afternoon. So Jordan Sturz taking some extra time between pitches now, and back out of the batter's box is going to be Sonny Huey. The count is at 3-1. Concordia jumped on the Broncos early, 2-0. In the first inning, Broncos come back with 2 runs of their own in the bottom of the inning. Now Huey takes a strike here. 3-2 to Sonny Huey. Batting in the second inning of play here at the Smith Complex. Here comes the 3-2 pitch way outside. And running down the first base on the play is going to be Huey. So the first walk or second walk of the ball game given up by Jordan Sturz in the ball game. And now Zach Nelson comes up there next. Nelson had a couple of infield singles in the first inning of play. Grounded out once, struck out once in his 4 trips to the plate. So he was 2-for-4. Nelson started the day with a batting average of .197. He will bat from the left side. And here comes a pitch that's in there for a strike. A fastball delivered there on the outside corner by Jordan Sturz. Sturz is from Gretna, Nebraska, 6-foot sophomore throwing here for the Dogs. There's a throw over the first base, not in time. Diving back in there is Huey. Again, Sonny, 6 out of 7 stealing bases this year. Broncos as a team, 25 out of 32. Huey inches away. He'll stay put here. Breaking pitch comes to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. 1-1. Hastings will play at Doan on Saturday afternoon in Crete. Doubleheader gets started at 1 o'clock, and then the Broncos will play in the GPAC postseason tournament coming up next week in Sioux City, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be inside for a ball. It's now 2-1 to Zach Nelson of Hastings. Nelson with 11 strikeouts on the season. He's got 4 walks. Club in hand here in the left-hand batter's box as Huey is still at the bag at first, inching away. He's going to stay put as the ball comes to the plate, a swing and a miss. And Nelson, that was a count of 2-2 here at the plate. Nelson, a sophomore from Adams Central, 6-foot, 165-pounder. So now it's 2-2. Broncos with a man out here in this second inning. There's a throw to first base, and Huey dives back in there. So 2-2. Zach Nelson waiting at the plate here. Jordan Sturz looking for the sign from his catcher, Ray Finley. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is inside to throw down to second base. It's going to be in time. Sonny Huey is chopped down for only the second time this season trying to steal a base. Nice throw by Ray Finley. Nelson strikes out in the ball game as well. So actually a double play turned in right there by Concordia as they get Zach Nelson to strike out. And then Sonny Huey is caught stealing. Thrown out into play by Ray Finley to end the inning. So Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 2 innings in the books tonight here at the Smith Complex, game number 2. The score is Hastings 2 and Concordia 2.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief, ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At KerrChevrolet.com, you can shop for new and certified pre-owned cars, apply for financing, and get a quote right at your own home. Just go to KerrChevrolet.com and check it out for yourself. Kerr Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. NFL draft going on tonight in New York City. Cam Newton, the quarterback from Auburn, chosen number 1 tonight by the Carolina Panthers. Ray Finley, Brandon Flug, and Anthony Flores, Numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order here for the Dogs to come on to face A.J. Clark. And there's a base hit right off of the bats. So Ray Finley on one pitch, singles to right field. Ball retrieved out there by Mack Land for Hastings. So Finley gets aboard now for Concordia. He's going to be run for out there on the base pads now. With the Dogs coming on to run for him is going to be Josh Nance. Nance, a junior from Brighton, Colorado, is now going to run for Finley, the catcher down there. So Nance is on at first base. Flug will come to the plate next. He had his single his first time up there. That's already four base hits for Concordia here in this ballgame against A.J. Clark. 2-2 is the score. Nance takes his lead down there at first base now for Concordia. There's a throw over there, and it's not in time. Nance is back in there. Nance stealing bases so far this year is 6 out of 7. So he's got some good numbers. He stays put here. There's a bunt laid down, fielded by Clark on the mound. He throws over the first base. That's in time. The sacrifice works. Flug is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Nance. And that's going to bring up Anthony Flores next. Flores was hit by a pitch his first time up there. He's playing at second base here for Concordia in game number 2. He was the DH in game number 1, where he was 1-for-3 at the plate. Scored a run for the Dogs. We're in the third inning of play. 2-2 is the score between Hastings and Concordia tonight. A.J. Clark is on the mound for the Broncos. There's a ground ball toward third, foul territory. No balls and one strike here to Flores. Broncos defensively tonight with Daniel Nealon at third base. Sonny Huey is at shortstop. Gabe Salas is at second base, and John Rivera is at first. Decker Brown is out in left field. Zach Nelson in center. Mack Land is out in right. Hobbs behind the plate. Clark on the mound. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from A.J. Clark. Hit on the ground towards Sonny Huey at short. Picks it up on the roll. The long throw to first base is too high again. And to the home plate side of the bag at first. And Anthony Flores is going to be safe over there at first base. That's going to be the second error of the ball game chalked up on the Broncos. Nance will stay at second base. So now Concordia's got base runners on at first and second. Dustin Matlock will come to the plate next. Matlock is the third baseman. He flew out to shortstop his first time up. Matlock was 1 out of 3 in the first ball game. Here's a pitch that hits the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So Dustin Matlock behind in the count. He started the day with a batting average of .284 for the Bulldogs. He's got 3 home runs and 20 RBIs so far this year. A.J. from the stretch. Here's the next pitch. It comes inside. Ball gets away from the catcher. Hobbs back to the screen, and everybody advances one. Nance moves down to third base into play. Flores moves on to second. So Concordia keeping the pressure on the Broncos here in this second ball game. Tied up at 2 runs apiece, and now they've got runners in scoring position at second and third base. Dustin Matlock has a count of 1-1 here at the plate. Matlock, a senior from Colorado Springs, Colorado. A.J. working from the stretch with runners on at second and third base. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. No balls and 2 strikes now on Matlock. Mitch Nathan would be next. Concordia batting here in the third. This is scheduled for 7 here tonight between Hastings and Concordia, game number 2. Hastings winning the opener by the score of 10-5. Kirby Wells, the winning pitcher for the Broncos. So 1-2 here to Matlock. The next pitch is going to be hit on the ground, but in foul territory down the third base side. Count remains at 1-2. Concordia threatening here in inning number 2. A.J. looking for the sign here from his catcher, Jeff Hobbs, again. He has got it. He goes to the belt as he checks the runners at second and third. Here comes a pitch to the plate, swung on and drilled down the left field side in foul territory. 1-2. The Cleveland Indians all over the Kansas City Royals tonight. 8-0 is the score. That's the bottom of the 5th inning. The Tribe leading the Royals 8-0 after 5 innings. 1-2. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit down the third base side as well in foul territory. So hanging in there is Dustin Matlock, the third baseman for Concordia. is the number six hitter in the batting order here for the Dogs. Concordia's got runners on at second and third base. Four base hits for Concordia so far in the first two innings. Clark taking some extra time now between pitches, and finally Matlock says, I want nothing of this. He backs out for a second. Now he's back in there with a bat in hand, right-hand batter's box. A.J. Stuhl staring down there. Now he's set, and here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be lined down the third base side again in foul territory. So three straight pitches hit toward the third base side in foul territory. And Matlock stays in there with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mitch Nathan next, then Martin Rodriguez. Concordia trying to add to their run total here in inning number three. We're tied up at two runs apiece, each team scoring their runs in the first inning. Here comes the next pitch from A.J. Clark, down low, and the ball blocked there by Hobbs behind the plate. Now the count is at two balls and two strikes. Boston leading Baltimore 2-1. They are in the bottom of the sixth inning in Baltimore tonight. Indians continue to lead the Royals 8-0 at the end of five. The Yankees out on top of the Chicago White Sox 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the 2-2 count now. And the 2-2 pitch is a called third strike in the inside corner. And Dustin Matlock goes down. The second strike out of the ball game there by A.J. Clark for Hastings. So after fouling away a plethora of pitches, Dustin Matlock is caught looking at a called third strike in the inside corner. So two strikeouts now for A.J. Clark. There's two men out here in the inning. And Mitch Nathan comes up there next, the designated hitter. He reached on an error back there in the first inning. Here's the pitch by A.J. It's going to be swung out and missed. Nothing and one to Mitch Nathan. He's the DH here in this ball game. Nathan starts the day with a batting average of 172. Batting in the number seven position here tonight. He did not play in game number one. Next pitch is going to be in there as well. No balls and two strikes here to Mitch Nathan. He got five base hits so far this year. Five base hits and 29 trips to the plate. All five of those have been singles. Bats from the right-hand side. A.J. trying to get out of a jam here in the third. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. And again, a good block there by Hobbs, the catcher. Actually hits just a little ahead of the plate there. And Hobbs has a bounce off of his chest protector, not allowing those base runners to advance. So the count here at the plate is at one ball and two strikes to Mitch Nathan for the Concordia Bulldogs. Nathan, a senior from Golden, Colorado. So Clark again comes set on the mound. And now timeout is called here. One ball and two strikes with two men out here in the third inning. Now A.J.'s ready to go again on the mound. Here comes the pitch to the plate, a fastball that just misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Well, after a windy game one, winds have calmed down here for game number two. They're blowing out to the right field corner there, and that's a first ball game. It's turned out to be a gorgeous night for college baseball here in the final ball game of the season for Hastings at home. There's the ball hit on the ground again toward third. It's in foul territory. So the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Martin Rodriguez would be next, and then we'll see Kyle Ivanoff if Concordia can keep things going here in the third. Broncos winning the first ball game this afternoon by a score of 10-5. Each team hammered out 10 base hits in the opener. We've got six so far here in game number two. Four for the Bulldogs, two for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be hit in the air toward left field. Decker Brown comes on. Does he make the catch? He does not. One run comes in. Here comes the second one to the plate, and Concordia's got the lead. Mitch Nathan singles to left field. Decker Brown trying to make an acrobatic catch out there. Cannot come up with it. Two runs score here for the Bulldogs, and it is now a 4-2 ball game. So Nance comes in from third base to score. Flores comes all the way around from second base to score. As A.J. Clark will now go to work on the next batter here. That's going to be Martin Rodriguez. So a two-run single there for Mitch Nathan. Drives home the third and fourth runs of the ball game for Concordia. There's a throw over the first base. That was close over there. Diving back in there was Nathan. Martin Rodriguez at the plate now for Concordia. He got into the ball game late. In that first ball game, had a double, scored a run, and flew out to right field in his two plate appearances. Next pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike, and Martin Rodriguez falls behind at no balls and two strikes. Ivanov is in the on-deck circle here for Concordia. He would be next. There's two men out for the Dogs here in inning number three. Concordia has now got the lead over Hastings. The score is 4-2. Here comes a pitch to the plate again. It gets outside. And Hobbs has got to scoop that baby up. One ball and two strikes now to Martin Rodriguez, the number eight hitter in the batting order here for the Concordia Bulldogs. Start of the day with a batting average of .245. There's a ball hit to the shortstop, Huey, as he goes over to second base and catches the force out on Mitch Nathan. So the inning is over as Rodriguez hits that one right to Huey at shortstop. But Concordia does some damage. They score two runs here in the inning to grab the lead. Two runs on a couple of base hits. One error on Hastings and one man left on base. Two and a half innings in the books here tonight at the Smith Complex. The score is now Concordia 4, Hastings College 2.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune Sports and News Photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Colwood Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. With Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. With Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a WIT, there's a way. With Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Concordia now in the second half of the doubleheader. 4-2 is the score. Decker Brown comes up there next. Decker will lead off the third inning for the Broncos. He had a base on balls his first time up there in inning number one. And he will take a strike here. So Decker Brown and Daniel Nealon and A.J. Clark scheduled up here for the Broncos in inning number three. Jordan Sturs is your pitcher for Concordia. And the next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Decker in the first ball game tonight. Reached down an error, grounded out once, lined out once, and had a walk. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike. Earlier today, Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan split a doubleheader in Lincoln. Doan winning the first ball game 3-0. Nebraska Wesleyan winning the nightcap by a score of 8-5. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and two strikes. Northwestern, the team is tied with Hastings for second place. Beat Sioux Falls in the first half of their doubleheader today in Sioux Falls, 7-5. Next pitch inside, a little bit low. And the count is now three balls and two strikes to the leadoff man for Hastings, Decker Brown. One other game tonight, Dakota Wesleyan beat Dort 2-0 in eight innings. First half of their doubleheader. There's a ground ball to Ivanov at shortstop, and he gets it across the first baseman, Brandon Flug, to record the out. So Decker Brown is thrown out of the play. And Daniel Nealon comes up there next. Daniel Nealon comes to the plate. He had a single back during the first inning, came around to score a run. Nealon had three base hits in the opener. In fact, he scored four runs, actually five runs for the Broncos so far this doubleheader. So Nealon having a good twin bill for us so far. He will take a strike here on the inside corner, nothing and one to Daniel Nealon. Nealon, a junior from Arvada, Colorado, 5'11", 175-pounder for the Broncos. Next pitch by Sturts is going to be in there for another strike, a breaking pitch. So Daniel Nealon is behind on the count of no balls and two strikes. Nealon batting from the right-hand side. He steps back in there. Started the day with a batting average of .267. Next pitch Call. Third strike on the outside corner as Nealon watches three pitches go right on by as Daniel Nealon strikes out in the ballgame. That's going to be strikeout number two in the contest now for Jordan Sturs. And coming up there next is going to be A.J. Clark. Clark laid down a sacrifice back there in inning number one. Thrown out, pitcher to first. A.J. in the first ball game had one base hit for the Broncos. And here comes the pitch now by Sturs. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. So Jordan Sturs is getting the job done so far through the first two and two-thirds innings. A couple of strikeouts. Hastings has got a couple of base hits. But Sturs is out to a 4-2 lead. Next pitch is going to be fouled away by A.J. Clark down to third base side. And out of play, no balls and two strikes. Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. No balls and two strikes here as Jordan Sturs works from his full windup. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That one just misses. Just misses. Smooths and ahs in the crowd here, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to A.J. Clark. A.J. number three in the batting order here for game number two. Next pitch is swung on. It's going to be hit to left field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up on the hop out there by Martin Rodriguez, so A.J. Clark gets aboard here for Hastings. That's going to be base hit number three for the Broncos here in game number two. Clark is going to be run for, and coming out is going to be, I believe, Connor Thomas. Yep, Connor Thomas comes out and runs at first base for the pitcher, A.J. Clark. Thomas, the freshman from Millard North. Jeff Hobbs comes up there next for Hastings. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Hobbs flew out to second base his first time up there. Hobbs in the first ball game with a couple of base hits for Hastings. Here's the pitch to Jeff. It's going to be in there for the strike in the outside corner. Nibbling away here is Jordan Sturs. John Rivera would be next. The New York Yankees leading Chicago 2-0. They're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. American League stuff in Major League Baseball. Next pitch is a fastball that's right back into the glove of the catcher, Ray Finley. Has now no balls and two strikes. Another strike thrown there by Jordan Sturs. Tampa Bay leading Minnesota 2-0 here at the end of the second inning. The Mariners beat the Tigers today by a score of 7-2. There's a foul ball down the left field side. Out of play. The count is at no balls and two strikes. So the Mariners win today over the Detroit Tigers 7-2. The Rays knocked off Minnesota by a score of 15-3 in the first half of a doubleheader. And the Toronto Blue Jays beat Texas 5-2. Some scores from the American League and Major League Baseball earlier today. Hastings winning the first ball game here 10-5 over Concordia. The Dogs have the lead here in the nightcap by a score of 4-2 as the next pitch sails out wide for a ball. One ball and two strikes now to Jeff Hobbs. Base runner down there at first base is Connor Thomas. Hastings with two men out here in inning number three. The next pitch by Sturs has swung on and missed, and the Broncos are out of the third inning. Both Nealon and Hobbs strike out here in the third. Strikeouts 2 and 3 in the ball game for Jordan Sturs, and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, one left. Three innings in the books tonight from the Smith Complex. The score, Concordia 4, Hastings 2.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College trailing here in the ball game by a score of 4-2. We get to the scores from the National League and Major League Baseball. Here's what's going on. The Washington Nationals leading the New York Mets 3-2. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the third, the Houston Astros leading the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 2-0. Later on tonight, the Cubs will play in Arizona against the Diamondbacks. Final score in this afternoon, the Giants beat the Pirates by a score of 5-2. Brings you up to date on all the Major League Baseball scores from tonight. Hastings College winning in the opener here tonight over Concordia by a score of 10-5. However, the Broncos are trailing in the second ball game by a margin of 4-2. And now Concordia batting here in the fourth inning of play. This one scheduled for 7 here tonight. Ivan Ivanoff is hit to the plate. He grounded out his first time up there. Glove in hand is A.J. Clark to go to work here. And a strike thrown there. And nicks the outside corner. And it's nothing and two to Kyle Ivanoff. He started the day with a batting average of 188 for the Dogs. Here comes the next pitch by A.J. Clark. It's going to be down low, down in the dirt here. Scooped up and then lost by Hobbs, the right side of the plate. One ball and two strikes. So Ivanoff is at the plate now. He's got no home runs so far this year and 8 RBIs. A.J. Clark looking in for the sign. One ball and two strikes. He's got the sign, and here comes the pitch. Swung on, hit toward third. Fielded there by Nealon. Long throw to first base. That's going to be in time. So Kyle Ivanoff is thrown out from third to first. Daniel Nealon to John Rivera. And that brings up the top of the order now in Zach Goodrich. Goodrich had a double to lead things off for Concordia. Their right field. Back there in the first inning, came around to score one of the two runs. Flew out to right field in inning number two. Goodrich was 1-for-4 in the first ball game. Had a strikeout in the first half of the doubleheader. Goodrich has the best batting average on the team at .372. As the first pitch to him is going to be down low and a little bit outside. One ball and no strikes on Zach Goodrich. He's playing out in center field defensively for the Bulldogs here in game number two. A.J. Clark again in his full windup. Next pitch is going to be down low. There's now two balls and no strikes. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away. Mack Land, the right fielder, playing deep out there. Here comes the next pitch from A.J. Clark. It's a little check swing foul. And it's now two balls and one strike. Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Smith Complex. Prairie Ridge Park is north of Hastings tonight. Here's the next pitch. Foul back to the screen. Right in front of us. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Final home appearance for the Broncos here for the 2011 season. They'll be on the road Saturday at Doan. Down in Crete, they'll play in the GPAC tournament next week in Sioux City. Next pitch is going to be inside on Zach Goodrich. And now the count is at three balls and two strikes. We'll have the action from the GPAC tournament for you next week from Sioux City here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, hit on the ground again towards second. Salas has got it, bobbles it, now throws it to first base. It's not going to be in time. Gabe Salas trying to make the play on the ball there at second base and couldn't do it. So an error chalked up there, I think, on the Broncos. We'll double-check that. It's Nate Comas will come to the plate next. So Zach Goodrich gets aboard. That's going to be an error chalked up on Salas at second base. He had it, then he bobbled it, fell down on the ground. By the time he picked it up and threw it to first base, Zach Goodrich was aboard. He's got good speed. Goodrich has got 21 stolen bases so far this year. Now he inches away from the bag there at first. They may test Hobbs here. Here's a swing and a miss at the plate by Nate Comas. So there's one man out for Concordia here in this fourth inning. The Dogs have the lead by a score of 4-2. And now they got their speedster on the base pads here in Zach Goodrich. Ray Finley is scheduled up there next for the Bulldogs. Here's a throw over to first base. Diving back in there again, it's going to be a Goodrich. Nice quick move over there by A.J. Clark to first baseman John Rivera. John applies the tag. Now another throw over there. Not in time. So Zach Goodrich will get back up and dust himself off. He's got a good lead again. Playing with the mind of A.J. Clark on the mound. There goes Glenner at first base. An attempted bunt's going to be fouled away. And a head-first slide down there at second. all for naught as the bunt was fouled down the third base side. So Goodrich will go back. So the count is at no balls and two strikes on Nate Comas. A.J. Clark again looks toward first base and a throw over there. This time standing up was Goodrich. 0-2 at the plate on Nate Comas. Ray Finley next and Brandon Flug here in this fourth inning for Concordia. Runner's going to stay put. There's a ground ball to Sonny. Sonny Huey goes to second for one over the first base. And again, that throw was not very good by Gabe Salas. The relay throw to first base. So they chopped down the lead runner down there at second. That was Zach Goodrich. Comas will get a board here with a fielder's choice as Zach Goodrich is retired on the play. But the relay throw from Salas was not very good. Back over here, the first baseman John Rivera was the home plate side of the bag. So no double play there. Hastings did turn a couple of double plays in the first ball game this afternoon. But they couldn't get one there. So now there's two men out here in the fourth inning, and Ray Finley comes to the plate next. Finley, 2-for-2 so far in this ball game. He scored two runs, and he's going to hit that one to the shortstop. Huey goes over to second base, catches the force out on Comas, and the inning is over. So Concordia threatening there in the fourth inning, but cannot come up with any runs across the plate here. The inning is over as Ray Finley hits one to the shortstop, Sonny Huey. Concordia scores no runs. No hits. One error on Hastings. One man left on base. 3.5 in the books here in game number 2. The score, Concordia 4, Hastings 2.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune Sports and News Photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park in Hastings tonight. Bronco baseball from 1230 KHAS. First ball game, Hastings won 10-5. The Broncos had 10 runs. 12 base hits. They committed two errors. They left 8 men on the base pads. Concordia had 5 runs on 10 hits. They committed one error, left 5. Kirby Wells, starting pitcher and the winning pitcher for Hastings. He lasted 5 2/3. Addison Ives came on and threw the final 1 1/3 innings for Hastings. The Broncos winning the opener 10-5 over Concordia. However, the Bulldogs have got the lead here in game number 2. Concordia scoring 2 in the first. Hastings scoring 2 in the first. The Bulldogs coming back with 2 in the third. Now Hastings batting here in the fourth inning of play. Numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order to come up here to face the starting pitcher for Concordia, Jordan Sturz, here in this ball game. John Rivera, Mac Land, and Gabe Salas. Rivera had a 2-run single back there in the first inning of play. Rivera in game number 1 came up with 1 base hit and 4 trips to the plate. So Rivera now at the plate here in the fourth inning of play. Here's a breaking pitch that stays up high for a ball. And it is 1-1 now to John Rivera. Doan has split their doubleheader tonight with Nebraska Wesleyan. Northwestern has beaten Sioux Falls in the first half of their twin bill up in Sioux Falls. All the teams competing for the top spot in the GPAC regular season championship. And they're right to move on to the national tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. Winner of the regular season title and the winner of the GPAC tournament, all qualifying for the national tournament. Rivera hits that one to short. Ivanoff has got it. He goes over to first baseman Brandon Flug to catch John Rivera over there. So Rivera is retired in the play from short to first. And now Mack Land comes up there next. Land flew out to center field his first time up there. Land in the first ball game had a couple of base hits, a couple of singles, scored a run. So now Mack Land comes up there, try his luck against the Jordan Sturt. And the pitch, a breaking pitch, is going to stay outside for a ball. Gabe Salas will be next. Lights are on here at the Smith Complex here tonight. As we finish up our doubleheader, there's a swing and a miss. Atlanta's now even up on the count of one ball and one strike. Land batting in the number six position here tonight. Jordan Sturz winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be hit to a center field. Coming on, making a diving attempt to that one and unable to get to it is Goodrich. And a single there by Mack Land. So a good attempt out there by Zach Goodrich in center field, but that baby falls down to the turf here at Smith. And Mack Land gets aboard here for Hastings. Gabe Salas comes up there next. So Land gets his third base hit of the doubleheader. He's aboard here now at first base. And Gabe Salas comes up there next. Salas, he grounded out his first time up back there in inning number two. Salas did not play in game number one. So Gabe Salas to the plate now. He takes a fastball here. It's in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Gabe Salas. Salas is a sophomore from Colorado Springs, Colorado. 5'7", 155 pounder. Club in hand in the right-hand batter's box. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be drilled, and it's being in foul territory in the first base side. So Gabe Salas is 17 out of, 57 from the plate so far this year. All right, evidently some catcher interference. So catcher interference. Gabe Salas is awarded first base. So he fouls it away, but he also is given first base here. So catcher interference on to Ray Finley. So Salas heads down to a first base. Mack Land is down at second base. There's a ground ball to second. Flores has got it, bobbles the ball, and everybody's going to be safe. And now the Broncos have got the bases loaded here. Flores, a routine ground ball there at second base, bobbles it. And everybody is safe.
Nelson.
Zach Nelson comes up there next. That's going to be the first error of the ball game, chalked up on the Concordia Bulldogs. And now their head man's going to pop out of the dugout and have a couple of words here with the pitcher. Mack Land is now on at third base. Salas moves on to second base. Sonny Huey is on at first after the error. And now Zach Nelson comes up there next. So Hastings College getting a little rally going here in the fourth inning. Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-2, and now Zach Nelson comes to the plate. Nelson in the first ball game had a couple of dribblers in the infield for some base hits. He grounded out once, and he struck out once. Nelson struck out again here to lead off the Hastings effort in the second ball game as well, back there in the second inning. So Zach Nelson can look for a big base hit right here for Hastings. Nelson has got 8 RBIs so far this year. Started the day with a batting average of 197. He has scored 13 runs. And the first pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Zach Nelson, the product out of Adams Central. Jordan Sturz trying to get out of a jam here for the Concordia Bulldogs in the fourth. Next pitch is going to be hit to left field. That's a base hit. One run is going to score. Green light comes on for Salas. He's going to come to the plate. Here he comes, and Hastings has tied the ball game up. Zach Nelson delivers up a two-run single here in the fourth inning. It brings home Mack Land from third base. Gabe Salas with that good speed comes all the way around from second base to score. Broncos have tied things up at 4 runs apiece. Sonny Huey moves down to second base on the play. Zach Nelson is on at first. A two-run single there for Nelson out of the number 9 position in the batting order. So a big base hit there for Zach Nelson. And now Decker Brown comes to the plate next. So each time Concordia has had the lead in this ball game, Hastings has come back to tie it back up in the bottom of the inning. is now 4-4. The Broncos now with five base hits. Concordia with five hits. So it's now a 4-4 ball game here in the fourth as the strike is delivered up here to Decker Brown. So a big base hit for Zach Nelson for Hastings. Nelson gets RBIs 9 and 10 on the season on that base hit to left center field. One ball and one strike here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up and it gets out of play. So it's now one ball and two strikes. Daniel Nealon would be next. Broncos trying to win their 24th ball game here tonight. They set up a big doubleheader on Saturday in Creed against the Doane College Tigers, possibly for the conference championship, depending on what Northwestern is doing tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low. Now the count is at one ball and two strikes. Sioux Falls tied with Hastings for second place in the conference. Sioux Falls winning the first half of their doubleheader tonight. Northwestern beating Sioux Falls 7-5. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up third base side, giving chase, and it comes over to the dugout and out of play. So count remains at two balls and two strikes here to Decker Brown of Hastings. Brown started the day with a batting average of .238, 20 base hits and 84 trips to the plate. He has struck out eight times. He has walked seven times. Hastings with base runners on at first and second. Zach Nelson is down there at first. Sonny Huey is on at second. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Jordan Sturth. And it's going to be down low and a good block there from the catcher, Ray Finley, behind the plate as that one goes ricocheting off of his chest protector just right of the plate. Three balls and two strikes now to Decker Brown. One man out here in the fourth. Jordan Sturz working there for Concordia as he takes a little extra time here. Climbs back on top of the mound. Now he's set. Here comes the pitch. The runner's going. The ball is going to be drilled to left center field. Going back is Goodrich. Going back is Goodrich, and he grabs the ball. The runners all go back their respective bags. Runners are going on the pitch, but Decker Brown gives that baby a ride. But right at Zach Goodrich out there in center. That's the second out of the fourth inning. Now Daniel Nealon comes up there next. Nealon had a single back there in the first inning, came around to score, struck out in the third, so he's 1-for-2 so far in this ball game. Nealon was the hitting star in game number one. He had three base hits for Hastings, a couple of RBIs, and scored three runs. So Daniel Nealon is up there now, the junior from Arvada, Colorado. Runner is on at first and second base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a breaking pitch that stays on wide for a ball. One ball and no strikes on Nealon. A.J. Clark would be next. Cleveland continues to lead Kansas City 8-0 in Major League Baseball tonight. That game is on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. A fastball that just misses outside. And it is now two balls and no strikes here to Nealon. Hastings with a chance here to grab the lead in the fourth. Two runs already in. Concordia will not hold the runners on the base pads right now at first and second. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a strike in the outside corner as a fastball is delivered there. And it is now two balls and one strike to Nealon. Each team with five base hits so far in this ball game. Hastings has committed three errors already. Concordia's got one. Here's the pitch to the plate again. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. Sturz, the corner, the pitcher calls for it and he makes the catch. So Daniel Nealon will fly out for the pitcher. The inning is over for Hastings, but the Broncos come back to score a couple of runs to tie things up. They scored two runs on two base hits. One error on Concordia. Two men left on base. Four innings in the books tonight from the Smith Complex. The score, Hastings 4 and Concordia 4.
We know that you've spent a lot of time researching what you want. Now you've found the perfect chair that you want to enjoy that game tonight and sit there. And once you pick it out, we want you to be able to sit there and enjoy it.
That's Michael Bruce from Bruce Furniture.
You see something in our store on the floor right there, you should be able to have the opportunity to take it home today or have it delivered today, have it delivered tomorrow at your convenience.
Not only that, the delivery and the setup is free. They'll even take away your old furniture.
It's not a case where, oh, we have to wait a couple weeks for that to come in. Now, we can make that happen, too, if that's what works best for you. If you want to pick a different color or style and we have to get it in, yes, there'll be a little time to wait. But if you see something on our floor, we can get it delivered to you today or you can get it taken home today so you can start enjoying it right away.
Bruce Furniture, just right for you.
No reason to wait.
Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between Concordia and Hastings. We are all tied up, 4 runs apiece. A.J. Clark comes back out. He will throw here for Hastings in the fifth. And Concordia will have numbers 4, 5, and 6 coming up here to face A.J. Clark. So Brandon Flood comes to the plate now for Concordia. He is the first baseman. Had a sacrifice back there in the third. Had a single in the first inning of play. Concordia scoring 2 in the first. Hastings scoring 2 in the first. Concordia scoring 2 in the third. Hastings 2 in the fourth. And there's a ball hit to left field. Did he hang on to it? Yeah, nice play out there by Decker Brown down left field. Decker Brown over there in left center makes the catch there on the shot by Brandon Flug. So he flies out to left field to begin the fifth inning of play. Boy, Decker's come up with some nice plays here defensively for Hastings the past couple of weeks. He makes one right there out in left field. A diving catch out there in left center to rob Flug of a base hit. Anthony Flores comes to the plate next. Flores reached on an error his last time up there. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning. 0 for 1 so far in this ball game. Came up with a base hit in 3 trips to the plate in game number 1. He pops this one up. It's going to be in foul territory down the left field line, and it gets out of here. So a long strike on Anthony Flores for Concordia. Flores, a junior from Craig, Colorado. That's from the right-hand side. Batting the number 4 position here tonight, Flug star of the day. Rather, Flores start of the day with a batting average of 317. There's a fastball there by A.J. Clark that's going to be in there for a strike. That's now nothing in 2. So A.J. has not had his best stump here tonight. But he's hanging tough in the tie ball game now at 4 runs apiece. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low as the ball scooped up there again by Hobbs. Anthony Flores, your batter here for Concordia, batting in the fifth inning of play. A.J. Clark in his full windup. Here comes the next pitch. A swung on and missed. It was a foul tap. Yeah. It's going to be a strikeout. Ball got away from Hobbs. Either that, it goes ricocheting off with the shoulder of Flores over to the first base side. Flores strikes out of the ball game. That's the end result. It's going to be a strikeout number 3 in the contest now for A.J. Clark as Flores heads back to the dugout. And now Dustin Matlock comes to the plate next. He is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. Struck out back in the third. Flew out to the shortstop in the first inning of play. Goes on an outside pitch there and swings and misses. So nothing and 1 to Dustin Matlock. He started the day with a batting average of 284. He had a base hit and 3 trips to the plate in game number 1. Takes a strike there on the outside corner. Watches that one breeze right on by. No balls and 2 strikes here to Dustin Matlock. Concordia batting here in the fifth inning. Here's the next pitch by A.J. Clark that's going to be popped up, and it gets out of play. So the count remains in 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sioux Falls has got out on top of Northwestern in the first inning of the second half of their doubleheader. It's 4-0. And there's a swing and a miss, and a strikeout. Dustin Matlock strikes out in the ball game. So strikeouts 3 and 4 recorded here by A.J. Clark in the fifth inning. Concordia scoring no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Hastings 4 and Concordia 4.
from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing has recently earned the prestigious award for the AAA Top Shop of the Year in Nebraska, and Pat wants to invite everyone to come help him celebrate. The Pat's Auto Repair and Towing Open House Celebration will take place at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing on Saturday afternoon, April 30th, starting at 2. There will be balloons for the kids, face painting, and free food. So don't miss the Open House Celebration on Saturday, April 30th at 2 at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing at 305 South Denver in Hastings, a AAA Top Shop of the Year in Nebraska.
It happens to everyone. Your car isn't running right. It could be the fuel injectors, or it might be the spark plug. The point is, you want to be confident in your mechanic. You want him to find the problem, fix it, and charge you a fair price. See Halloran Battery and Electric for everything from routine maintenance to complex electrical problems. Rich and the professional auto technicians at Halloran take care of your car, truck, or van, and they're experts at imports, too. People you can trust. Halloran Battery and Electric, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings right in the midst of things here. It is 4-4. Hastings and the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings winning the first game 10-5. Doan splitting two games tonight with Nebraska Wesleyan. And Northwestern also in the mix for a possible conference championship. Northwestern beating Sioux Falls in the first half of their doubleheader 7-5. And we understand Sioux Falls is up 4-0 after the first inning over Northwestern in the second half of their twin bill. Broncos need to take care of business here in game number two. A.J. Clark, Jeff Hobbs, John Rivera coming up here for the Broncos in the fifth inning. Sturts stays out there for Concordia. There's a ground ball toward first. Flug has got it. He goes over and touches the bank for the first out. So A.J. Clark is retired in the play. Three unassisted. Brandon Flug grabs that one at first base. And now Jeff Hobbs comes up there next.
Number 29, Jeff Hobbs.
Hobbs is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. He struck out in the third inning of play. Flew out to second base in inning number one. Hobbs in the first ball game had a couple of base hits and scored a run. So Jeff Hobbs up there now. Here's a pitch by Sturce. That's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Broncos in their white uniforms here in this doubleheader. Trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Here comes the next pitch in on the ground toward third. Matlock has got it. Long throw over to first base. That's in time. Two up, two down for Hastings. And now John Rivera comes up there next. John Rivera had a two-run single in the first inning. Also grounded out, so he's one for two so far here in game number two. Rivera in that first ball game had one base hit and four trips to the plate. Jim Bovey down in the third base coaching box with his arms crossed right in front of him on his chest watching the action. John Sorehand down there in the first base box for Hastings. Four runs, five hits for Concordia. Four runs, five hits for Hastings. Here comes the pitch to Johnny Rivera. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. 2-0 the count to John Rivera, the junior from Glendale, Colorado. 5'9", 210 pounds, stepping in there from the right side. Here comes a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. And it is now two balls and one strike to Rivera. Mack Land would be next. Broncos batting at the bottom of the fifth. This one's scheduled for 7 tonight between Concordia and Hastings. Next pitch is way outside. Ball comes back to the screen. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. To check that, three balls and one strike. 3-1 is the official count on John Rivera. Two men out here in the fifth inning of play. Jordan Sturce working here for Concordia. He's went all the way. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike as Rivera watches that one go by. And it is now three balls and two strikes. 3-2 to count here to John Rivera. Jordan Sturce with his full windup. And here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be drilled down the left field side, and it curves over in the foul territory. So Rivera hangs tough in there at three balls and two strikes. Cleveland now leading Kansas City in Major League Baseball 8-2 as they head to the top of the ninth inning. 8-2, the Royals trailing the Cleveland Indians tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It stays up high for a ball, and he walks him. So John Rivera gets aboard here. Mack Land comes up there next. That's going to be the third walk of the ball game by Jordan Sturce. So Hastings with a base runner now here in the fifth. in the form of John Rivera. Mack Land comes up there next. He's the right fielder. Land had a single his last time up there in the fourth inning. Came around to score a run. He flew out to center his only other time back there in the first inning. Rivera stays put at first base as the pitch comes to the plate. A breaking pitch is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike now to Mack Land. Sturts has done a pretty good job out there for Concordia here tonight. His ERA coming in, it was at 4.75. There's a high fly ball deep left field going back. Rodriguez. Rodriguez goes back and makes the catch. So Mack Land gives it a ride, but he flies out to the left fielder, Martin Rodriguez, out there, and the inning is over for Hastings. They scored no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. Five innings complete here tonight. Game number two, the score. It is Concordia 4, Hastings 4.
Whether you're a novice golfer or an expert golfer, Hastings Elks Lodge and Golf Course is the perfect place to improve your golf game. Become a member for only $48 a month. That's only $1.60 a day for all the golf you want. A lot less than the cost of one of those. For membership information and upcoming tournaments, call Elks Golf Course, located a mile east of Hastings on Highway 6.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back of the Smith Complex. Hastings 4 and Concordia 4. A.J. Clark comes back out here for the Broncos. It's going to be Mitch Nathan coming up here. We're going to have the bottom third of the order for Concordia. Mitch Nathan, then Martin Rodriguez and Kyle Ivanoff. Mitch Nathan had a two-run single back there in the third. His last time up there. Reached on an error his first time up in the first inning of play. There's a swing and a miss here. So A.J. Clark working for Hastings here in this sixth inning now. A.J. throws one to the plate. That's going to be outside and down low. One ball and one strike. Hobbs continues to do the catching chores here for the Broncos in this doubleheader. With Clark on the mound, Rivera's over there at first base. Salas is on at second. Sonny Huey at shortstop. Daniel Nealon at third. Next ball is going to be fouled back to the screen. And it is now one ball and two strikes. Out of the outfield, Decker Brown has had a fine night out in left field. Zach Nelson out in center, and Mack Land out in right field. Five base hits apiece here for the two clubs. Four runs. There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. So now Clark looks like he's starting to get stronger as the night rolls on. He struck out his last three guys that he has faced. He's now got five strikeouts in the ballgame. And Martin Rodriguez comes to the plate next. Rodriguez has grounded out his last two times up there in the first and third innings, respectively. He got into the ballgame late in the first contest. Had a double, scored a run, and also flew out to right field in his two plate appearances. He fouls away this first pitch back to the screen, and it's no balls and one strike. So Martin Rodriguez up there now for the Concordia Bulldogs. Rodriguez, a junior from Tucson, Arizona. And the next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. One ball and one strike. So 1-1 the count here to Martin Rodriguez. A.J. Clark in his full windup here. Wipes a little sweat from his brow. Now he's ready to go. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be drilled into left center field. That's a base hit. And the gap there, chased down by Zach Nelson in center. Around the bag at first and into second base with a stand-up double is Martin Rodriguez. He flat had some wheels there. Martin Rodriguez, no problem getting around to second base on the play. So now Concordia's got the lead run down there at second. Double in the gap in left center field. And now Kyvan Ivanoff comes to the plate next. And now he's going to be called back to the dugout. And we're going to have a pinch hitter coming out here. Coming out is going to be a Ty Shaw. So Ty Shaw comes out now here in the sixth inning. He was a pinch hitter in the first ball game as well, and Shaw delivered up a single in the sixth inning. So Ty Shaw comes out now for the Concordia Bulldogs. He will bat. Like we said, he had a single in the first ball game. And Ty Shaw carries a batting average of .278 in the season. He's now got 11 base hits and 37 trips to the plate. He will rip that one to right field, and that's going to be a base hit. Picked up by Backland around the bag at third and coming home. Here comes the throw. The tag is made and waiting for it, and he is out at home plate. Martin Rodriguez trying to score on the play. He is thrown out at home here. The throw came in from Mack Land. It was cut off to the relay man. They got it to Jeff Hobbs. The home plate umpire waiting to see if Hobbs held on to the baseball. He did. And he is thrown out on the play here at home, attempting to score. So Shaw delivers up a single, but Rodriguez is thrown out at home, attempting to score here in the sixth inning. So the throw came in to the cutoff man, and they got it to Jeff Hobbs, and he is thrown out on the play. So Martin Rodriguez heads back to the dugout. Not a happy camper, so we're still tied up at four runs apiece. And now Zach Goodrich comes up there next. Now there's two men out, and a man is on at first base. And here comes the pitch to Goodrich. It's going to be in there for a strike. Ivanoff comes back out now after Shaw delivers up the single to right field. Ivanoff is going to run now at first base. No balls and one strike here to Zach Goodrich. A throw over the first. That's not in time. So a great play defensively there for Hastings College. Mark that one in the old book here. In the sixth inning, Concordia could have had the lead, but Hastings chops down the lead run. There's a base hit back up to the middle by Goodrich. It's retrieved there by the center fielder Nelson and returned back to the infield. So now Concordia's got something going again. Runners are on at first and second base. Goodrich gets a single. Ivanoff moves down to second base on the play. And now coming up there is going to be Nate Comas. And now he might be called back to the dugout, and that's going to be the case as Comas heads back to the dugout. We're going to have another pinch hitter coming up here. So another pinch hitter is going to come out. This is going to be Joe Brandenburg. So Brandenburg is going to bat here in the sixth inning of play. Brandenburg for Concordia this year. He's got a batting average of .216. He's going to bat from the left-hand side. He's got eight base hits and 37 trips to the plate. He's got one double, one home run, seven RBIs to his credit. So Brandenburg is now at the plate here for Concordia, batting in the number two position for Comas. Brandenburg will take a pitch outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Brandenburg is a freshman from Waconia, Minnesota. One ball and no strikes. Runners are on at first and second base here for Concordia. And there's a ball hit to right field. Backing up is going to be Land. It is out of here. A home run. A pinch hit home run by Joe Brandenburg. A 3-run homer here off of A.J. Clark. Wow. Nice call there by the coaching staff for Concordia. 3-run home run here by Brandenburg. And that puts Concordia out on top by the score of 7-4 over Hastings College. Brandenburg gets his second home run of the season. A 3-run shot here in the sixth inning of play, and that gives Concordia the advantage over Hastings by the score of 7-4. A pinch hit 3-run home run by Joe Brandenburg. And there's a ball that's going to be hit to left center field. That's going to be a base hit. So now they're starting to get to A.J. Clark here in the sixth inning of play as Ray Finley gets a base hit to left center. And that's going to bring up a Brandon Flug next. Flug, he flew out to left field his last time up there, laid down a sacrifice, and he's got a single. So now the Broncos have got some relievers warming up down there in the third base bullpen. A.J. Clark, one of the aces of the pitching staff, having some problems now here in the sixth inning of play. against Concordia. Pinch hit, three-run home run by Joe Brandenburg has given the Concordia Bulldogs the lead here in the top half of the sixth inning. A big shot here over the fence at 349 feet away. There's another ball that's going to be hit down the line in right field. That's going to be a base hit. Down the line, retrieved there by Land around the bag at second on his way to third. Is going to be Finley. Brandon Flood gets a base hit here for the Concordia Bulldogs. And now the opposition has got a couple of runners at scoring position again. Runners on at first and third. And now Jeff Hobbs goes out to have a couple of words with A.J. Clark. And now Jim Bovee hops out of the dugout for Hastings. That's usually not a good sign if you're a pitcher standing on the mound here. Jim Bovee makes his way out on the mound here as the Broncos have given up three runs. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings. So A.J. Clark is going to get knocked out of the ballgame here in the sixth inning after giving up a three-run home run to Joe Brandenburg, a pinch-hit three-run homer. Concordia has got the lead. We got a pitching change coming up here. We'll take a break with the score. Concordia 7, Hastings College 4.
We know that you've spent a lot of time researching what you want. Now you've found the perfect chair that you want to enjoy that game tonight and sit there. And once you pick it out, we want you to be able to sit there and enjoy it.
That's Michael Bruce from Bruce Furniture.
You see something in our store on the floor right there, you should be able to have the opportunity to take it home today or have it delivered today, have it delivered tomorrow at your convenience.
Not only that, the delivery and the setup is free. They'll even take away your old furniture.
It's not a case where, oh, we have to wait a couple weeks for that to come in. Now, we can make that happen, too, if that's what works best for you. If you want to pick a different color or style and we have to get it in, yes, there'll be a little time to wait. But if you see something on our floor, we can get it delivered to you today or you can get it taken home today so you can start enjoying it right away.
There's furniture just right for you.
No reason to wait.
Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Addison Ives is going to be the new pitcher for Hastings. Ives, the freshman from Littleton, Colorado. He also came in for Kirby Wells in game number one. He threw one and a third innings earlier tonight, gave up no runs, no hits, had one strikeout, and had no walks. So Addison Ives comes out there now for Hastings. They're trying to stop the rally. The score is now 7-4 in favor of Concordia. Addison Ives throws a fastball here that nicks the outside corner for a strike. So Ives now pitching to Anthony Flores for Concordia here in the top half of the sixth inning. Flores 0-for-2 so far here in this ballgame. He has struck out and reached on an error, scored a run. Was hit by a pitch in inning number one. Here's the ball hit down the line in third. At third, it's going to be in foul territory. So three runs in now for Concordia here in the sixth inning thanks to a three-run home run by pinch hitter Joe Brandenburg. And now Concordia is threatening for more. They've got runners on at first and third base. Two men out. Addison Ives out there now for Hastings after A.J. Clark goes 5 2/3 innings here tonight. And now they got a runner tied up between first and second. Watch that runner at third base. He's going to try to sneak home. Now the runner just gets into the bag at second. No throw. They had a runner tied up between first and second base. They kept an eye on that runner at third. And finally, John Rivera took a long, extra hard look there, and the runner just sneaks into the bag at second. So Flug probably going to be credited with the stolen base, and now we got a runner on at second and third. Second and third with two men out. And the count here at the plate at no balls and two strikes on Flores. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground. A tap around here to third. Fielded there by Nealon. He gets it over to first base. Not in time, and a run scores. Flores just got a little piece of that one as Nealon came in from third base to grab it for Hastings. Threw it off balance to first. It was not in time, and Finley comes in to score for Concordia. That makes it an 8-4 ball game. Everybody is safe. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Flood. And now Flores is on at first. Coming to the plate next is going to be Dustin Madlock. Madlock represents the ninth man to come to the plate here. So officially a base hit there for Anthony Flores. Runners are on at first and third. Four runs in for Concordia here in this sixth inning. Addison Ives now works on Dustin Madlock. Here's a swing and a miss. Goes after a low pitch and comes up empty. No balls and one strike. Bronco baseball for you tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Broncos in a crucial doubleheader. They picked up the win in the first game, but now they trail here in game two, 8-4. Concordia now with 11 base hits in the ball game compared to 5 for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is now at 1-1. 6 base hits for Concordia here in the sixth inning. They have scored 4 runs. The next ball is going to be hit hard again. Decker Brown goes back and he grabs it out in left field and the inning is over. Dustin Matlock will fly out to the left fielder, Decker Brown, but Concordia does major damage here in the sixth inning. They score 4 runs on 6 base hits, including the 3-run home run by pinch hitter Joe Brandenburg. No errors on Hastings, and a couple of men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score, Concordia 8, Hastings College 4.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,600 in rebates on a qualifying Lennox home comfort system. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the comfort. Call 402-463-6061 and learn how Precision Heating and Air Conditioning can save you up to $1,600. You may also qualify for $500 in tax credits, so call 402-463-6061. Offer expires June 3rd. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operate businesses. Contact your tax advisor for tax credit information. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos now with some work to do here in their final two at-bats. 8-4 is the score. We're going to have a new pitcher coming out here now for Concordia. It's going to be Josh Anderson. So Josh Anderson now coming out here. Jordan Sturse, his night is over. So Sturse goes with 5 innings here tonight. Gabe Salas is going to come out here. Jordan Sturse goes 5 innings, gives up 4 runs and 5 hits. Three walks by Jordan Sturse in the ball game, and he had 1 strikeout. Check that. 3 strikeouts in the ballgame. So 5 innings pitched, 4 runs given up, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. And now Josh Anderson comes out here for Concordia. He is the next pitcher. He's a right-handed thrower. Anderson, a record of 2 wins and 4 losses. His ERA is sitting at 7.16. He has thrown 29 in the third innings, giving up 49 hits, 35 runs. 30 of those earned, 17 base on balls, and 20 strikeouts. Teams are batting .363 against him. Josh Anderson, a junior from Westminster, Colorado. Right-handed thrower now works against the Broncos here. Now there's a strike there on Gabe Salas. Salas. Rich base on a catcher's interference last time he was up there in the fourth inning. Came around to score a run. Grounded out his only other time up there in the second. He did not play in game number one. One ball and one strike now as the next pitch comes inside. Josh Anderson works in the stretch, although there's nobody on the base paths. He throws a strike here. Anderson throwing some smoke there that catches the outside corner. One ball and two strikes on Gabe Salas. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. They're now trailing 8-4. Next pitch is a cold third strike on the outside corner, and he strikes out. And Salas disappointed as he heads back to the dugout. Salas strikes out in the ball game. That's going to bring up Sonny Huey next. So Salas strikes out here in the ball game. That's going to be strikeout number 16 on the season for Gabe Salas. Sonny Huey comes up there next. He reached on an error his last time up there in the fourth inning. Had a base on balls back there in the second, so he's 0-1 in this ball game. Huey in that first contest was 1 out of 4 from the plate. Actually had a base hit, and he was hit by a pitch twice and struck out in that first ball game. Hastings won the first contest by the score of 10-5, but the Concordia Bulldogs have come back nicely here in the second ball game. Had a 3-run pinch hit home run in the top half of the sixth inning by Joe Brandenburg. Added another run later on, and now it's an 8-4 ball game after we were tied up at 4 runs apiece to begin the sixth inning. There's another strike that's thrown right across the center portion of the plate here on Sonny Huey. And the count is at 1-1 now to Huey. Broncos batting in the bottom of the sixth. Anderson looking in for the sign from his catcher back there. Finley, there's a high fly ball. Center field, Goodrich will settle under it and make the catch out there. So Goodrich makes the catch out there in center field for Concordia. Zach Nelson comes up there next. Nelson delivered up a big blow the last time he was up there. Had a 2-run single that tied things up. Struck out back there in the second, so he's 1-for-2 so far today. Nelson had a couple of base hits in game number one, a couple of infield singles. He takes a pitch outside here. 1-0 to Zach Nelson. Zach, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. That's from the left-hand side, working against the right-handed throwing Josh Anderson, and he will take a strike at the knees right here. 1-1. The Cleveland Indians have beaten the Kansas City Royals tonight by a score of 8-2. Royals are now under the 500 mark, 12-13. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. So Cleveland wins over Kansas City tonight, 8-2 in Major League Baseball. Pitch to the rest of the scores before we get out of here tonight. Baltimore is trailing the Boston Red Sox 6-2. They're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here comes the next pitch. That one just misses outside on Zach Nelson. Now the count is at 2-2. 2-2 the count with 2 men out. We roll the deuces here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Broncos now trailing by a score of 8-4. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Josh Anderson. That ball is going to be swung on and fouled away on the third base side. Count remains at 2-2. So the Red Sox with a win tonight. The Cleveland Indians pick up a win in Major League Baseball. The Yankees have come back. They have got the lead now with the Chicago White Sox 9-3. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning of play in New York tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now the count is full. 3-2. The Tampa Bay Rays shutting out Minnesota 5-0. They're in the top of the seventh inning. The Mariners have beaten the Tigers 7-2. The Rays beat the Twins in the first half of a doubleheader today 15-3. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled away again by Zach Nelson. Other scores from the American League tonight. The Toronto Blue Jays have beaten the Texas Rangers by a score of 5-2. Get you up to date on all the American League stuff. Some National League games going on as well. Get you those in a second. 3-2 and 2 men out here for Hastings in the sixth inning. Next pitch to Nelson is swung on and missed, and he strikes out. So 2 strikeouts here for Josh Anderson in the sixth inning after he came on in relief. And we go to the final inning here tonight. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings. It's the Concordia Bulldogs 8, Hastings College 4. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
if the call came for your new job, would you answer? Sells You More, an authorized agent for U.S. Cellular, is now hiring sales associates for their stores in Grand Island and York. Join them for their job fair this Wednesday and Thursday. Apply in person at the Grand Island Conestoga Mall office from noon to 7 each day. Must have a high school diploma or GED, reliable transportation, and valid driver's license. Pick up the call for your new job at Sells You More, an authorized agent for U.S. Cellular. The job fair is this Wednesday and Thursday at the Conestoga Mall.
Wet weather is inevitable this spring. It's like saying the sky is blue. Melting snow and rain needs to go somewhere, and eventually the ground becomes saturated. Keep the water from invading your house with a new Mark II automatic sump pump from Simer. Its thermoplastic body resists corrosion, stress, and heat. Inspect your sump pump to make sure it's ready for the wet weather. Visit Hank on Facebook at facebook.com/hardwarehank.
You've got a flat door going for you with Hank Hardware Hank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we had the seventh inning of play here tonight at the Smith Complex. Prairie Ridge Park, 8-4 is the score. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings. Addison Ives will come back out for Hastings here and throw the seventh inning of play. And coming up there, we're going to be right back to where we started from in the last inning. Mitch Nathan. Concordia bats around in the sixth inning of play, scores four runs. And now we get right back here to Mitch Nathan. He will take a strike here. Nathan struck out his last time up there in the sixth. Had a two-run single in the third inning of play and reached on an error in the first. Nathan bats from the right side as Addison Ives goes to work on him. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball. The Washington Nationals have beaten the New York Mets tonight in the National League and Major League Baseball 4-3. St. Louis leading the Houston Astros now top of the sixth inning. It is 6-4, Birds. Next pitch is going to be a breaking pitch. It's in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes to Mitch Nathan. For the Concordia Bulldogs as they bat here in the seventh inning of play against Hastings. Addison Ives working from the stretch. Nobody on the base paths, but here comes the pitch. It's going to be outside, and the ball gets away from Hobbs back to the screen. And the count now is at two balls and two strikes on Mitch Nathan. Nathan is a 172 hitter this season. Here comes the 2-2 pitch and on the ground towards second. Gabe Salas scoops it up. He goes to first base, and again the throw is going to be to the home plate side of first, and everybody is safe. Mitch Nathan gets aboard here for Concordia. So another routine ground ball to Salas at second base. That's going to be an error chalked up on Salas. That should have been an out right there. Gabe Salas at second base throws one to John Rivera, and the ball was to the home plate side at first. Rivera comes down with it as he makes an acrobatic catch over there at first for Hastings. But Mitch Nathan gets down the line and gets across the bag safely. So now Concordia's got a base runner on here to begin the seventh inning of play. Martin Rodriguez will come to the plate next. Rodriguez had a double back there in the sixth. He's the guy that was caught at home plate attempting to score after a base hit by Shaw to right field. Rodriguez tried to score, and he was thrown out here at the plate. There's a throw over to first base. It's not going to be in time as Mitch Nathan is back in there. Nathan stealing bases this year. He has not attempted one. 0-0 as he inches away from the bag at first. John Rivera holds him on. And here comes the pitch to the plate to Rodriguez. It's going to be in there for a strike. Martin looked as if he wanted to bunt, and he pulls it back. No balls and one strike to Martin Rodriguez, a junior from Tucson, Arizona. A gap now between the first baseman Rivera and the second baseman Gabe Salas on the right side of the diamond with a base runner on at first. Nathan inching away there, not much of a lead. Here comes the pitch to the plate, is bunted. Fielded there by Nealon at third. He goes over there at first. That's going to be in time, but the sacrifice works. Martin Rodriguez lays down the sacrifice. He is retired in the play over at first base, but that moves Mitch Nathan along in the scoring position. Now at second. Now coming to the plate is going to be Kyle Ivanoff, the shortstop. Ivanoff is 0-2 so far in this ballgame. He's grounded out a couple of times. He was pinch hit for back there in the sixth inning of play by Shaw, who delivered up a single. So Ivanoff comes back out there. He started the day with a batting average of 188. He did have a couple of base hits in game number one, including an RBI single. Also walked in the ball game as he fouls away this first pitch. No balls and one strike now to Kyle Ivanoff as he bats here, a sophomore from Tucson. A couple of guys from Tucson on this team for Concordia playing here for the Dogs in 2011. No balls and one strike here to Kyle Ivanoff with a runner on at second base. There's a breaking pitch by Addison Ives. It's going to be in there for a strike. Hastings can ill afford to give up any more runs here in this seventh inning. They're already trailing by four. It is 8-4. Doan splitting two games with Nebraska Wesleyan earlier today. Northwestern, the team that was tied for Hastings in the GPAC, has won their first ball game. Still waiting on the results of their second one up in Sioux Falls. Next pitch is hit on the ground toward third. Dillon has got it. He scoops it up. He goes to first base. That throw is low, but a nice job by Rivera as he scoops that one out of the dirt. Daniel Nealon's throw from third base was low, and John Rivera digs that baby out of the dirt for the out. So Ivanoff is thrown out into play. Now there's two men out here in the inning. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Nathan. And now the top of the order comes up there in Zach Goodrich. So Goodrich comes out. His batting average to start the day was at 372. Leads the team in runs scored, in base hits, in doubles and triples, in total bases, and in slugging percentage. So a tough guy right up here is Zach Goodrich as he watches a breaking pitch that crosses the plate for a strike. No balls and one strike to Zach Goodrich. Goodrich is a junior from Lutz, Florida. Man is on at third base. Concordia already leading the ball game on a score of 8-4. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corners. Addison Ives nibbles away at the corners. Chicago and Arizona is underway. They're in the bottom of the first, no score. The Giants have beaten the Pirates tonight by a score of 5-2. Here's the next pitch, hit on the ground again. Gabe Salas at second. He's got it. He falls to the turf. He throws to the first base. Not in time, and a run scores. Gabe Salas having a tough night tonight at second base. A run scores as Mitch Nathan comes in to score from third. That makes it a 9-4 ball game in favor of Concordia. As Goodrich gets aboard here, Gabe Salas was moving to his right. He fell down on the skinny portion of the infield here, the skin portion, then trying to make the throw to first base. That was not in time as Goodrich is on board here. So another error is going to be chalked up there on Gabe Salas. That is five errors on Hastings here in the second ball game. A run scores, so now it's a 9-4 ball game. At the plate next is going to be Nate Comas, the right fielder for Concordia. Comas laid down a sacrifice in the first, struck out in the second, reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Then he was pinch hit for in the sixth inning of play. That's when Joe Brandenburg launched a three-run homer. There's a ball. Trickles out here in the grassy portion of the infield. Salas grabs it again. And now we're going to have an out called there, as the base runner was interfering with Salas at the second base, so they call him out, and that's going to end the inning. So they end the inning here on a kind of a freak play. Now they're going to, the coaching staff for Concordia and the base runner, Goodrich, going to complain there. They're going to call the man out there going to a second base, and that's the third out of the inning. But Concordia comes up with one run on no hits. Two errors on Hastings. One man left on base. 6.5 in the books here tonight at the Smith Complex. The score is now Concordia 9, Hastings College 4.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, HastingsTribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to HastingsTribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you. We got another new pitcher coming out here for the Concordia Bulldogs. It's going to be Nick Till. Nick Till, a sophomore out of Littleton, Colorado, comes out. So the last guy, Josh Anderson, goes one inning. Gives up no runs, no hits. Had a couple of strikeouts and no walks. Now Nick Till comes out there. We're trying to finish things off here for Concordia. 9-4 is the score. Nick Till has an ERA of 1.52. His record at 2 wins and 1 loss. He's got 1 save, 23 innings pitched. 25 base hits, 13 runs, 5 of those earned. 7 base on balls and 10 strikeouts. Team's batting .272 against him. It is 9-4. Hastings with 5 errors defensively here in this second ball game. Decker Brown comes up there now, trying to get things started. So Hastings will need 5 runs to continue the ball game. Nick Till is a right-handed thrower. So mentioned in the pregame show, Concordia with a lot to play for here tonight as well. They're trying to scratch their way into the postseason tournament next week. They're currently sitting in 8th place in the conference coming in here. But they are battling with the likes of Briarcliff, Mount Marty, Concordia, all down there in the 7, 8, and 9 spots. Only the top 8 teams advance to the postseason tournament next week up in Sioux City. 1-1 down to Decker Brown. Trying to get things started for Hastings here in the bottom half of the 7th inning. Nick Till, now your pitcher for the Concordia Bulldogs, as the next pitch is going to be popped up and gets out of play. Hastings has got the top of the order up here. Decker Brown and Daniel Nealand and A.J. Clark. Then we'll see Jeff Hom. So we've got the guys up here that can do some damage. Although we have not been able to get to the Concordia pitching staff here in this game number 2. Hastings are only 5 base hits here after racking out 10 in the first ball game. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be hit hard toward left, and Rodriguez comes over and makes the catch. Martin Rodriguez grabs the ball out there in left field for the first out. So now Daniel Nealand comes up there next. Nealand so far in the second ball game, he had a single in the first. Came around to score. He struck out, and he popped one back to the pitcher, so he's 1-for-3. After the ball game, we'll name our player of the game, and we'll get to the coach's postgame show before we get out of here tonight. We'll be on the road with the Broncos next week when they go to Sioux City for the GPAC postseason tournament. The official pairings will be out on Sunday. We'll have all the games from Sioux City next week on 1230 KHIS. Here comes Till. He throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. Daniel Nealand up there now for Hastings as the Broncos trying to get something going here in the 7th. We're down to our final 2 outs. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings 9-4. Next pitch by Till is going to be down low for a ball. Till with a very impressive ERA this year, 1.52. Here comes the next pitch by Till. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and 1 strike. He's making his 16th appearance of the season, so obviously the big-time closer here for Concordia making his 16th appearance here for the Dogs. As the next pitch comes inside and nearly hit Daniel Nealand, but he kind of shakes away from that one, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 to count now to Daniel Nealon here in inning number 7. We're in the bottom of the 7th. Till working quickly. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a called strike in the inside corner. Nealon throws away the bat. He was on his way down to first base. Comes back to retrieve that one. And now he's going to be faced with a full count here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. That's always embarrassing. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 man out. Nealon waits on the pitch now from Till. Here it comes, a swing and a miss. So instead of being on the base pads, he strikes out. First strike out of the ball game for Till. Now A.J. Clark comes up there next. Clark was the pitcher to start things off tonight. He was also the DH, so a dual role, though. So Clark stays into the ball game. Got to keep his bat in the lineup. Although he has not done much here in this contest. Had a single in the third. Grounded out in the fifth, and he laid down his sacrifice in the first. So it's officially 1-for-2. Left-handed hitter here against the right-handed throwing Till. And here comes the pitch in there. It's going to be in there for a strike. So the Broncos down to their final out here in the seventh inning. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings by the score of 9-4. The Bulldogs have hammered out 11 base hits here in game number 2. Next pitch is going to miss. And it is now 1 ball and 1 strike to A.J. Clark. Rocco baseball for you tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 10-5, but they're behind in the second one, 9-4. Next pitch is swung out and missed by A.J. Clark right at the knees. Fastball delivered up there. And the count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes. On A.J. Clark, Jeff Hobbs would be next. If Clark can get aboard here. Here's Nick Till in his full windup. Next pitch is way outside for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Player of the game, the coach's post-game show, yet to come here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings down by 5 runs here in the final at-bat in the bottom half of the 7th. Till's next pitch is going to be fouled away, third base side. And the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Doan splitting earlier tonight. This loss would not be a devastating loss with Doan splitting their 2 ball games. The only way it would be a bad loss would be if Northwestern sweeps their doubleheader with Sioux Falls tonight. They've already won their first game, but they were trailing their second ball game at last report. All these teams split their doubleheaders. Will be right back in the same spot come Saturday when Hastings goes on the road to play at conference-leading Doan with still a chance to win the conference championship outright and a berth into the national tournament. So 2 balls and 2 strikes here to A.J. Clark. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low and just misses. And the count now is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3 balls and 2 strikes here with 2 men out in the 7th inning. Nick Till looks for the sign from his catcher. Here it comes to the plate. It's going to just miss inside. So a base on balls by Nick Till. He's given up a walk, now a strikeout in the 7th inning. So Jeff Hobbs comes up there next. Hobbs will bat from the right-hand side here with the right-hander on the mound. Hobbs so far in this ball game has done nothing. 0-for-3. Popped one back to the second baseman. Struck out in the third. Grounded out in the fifth. So Hobbs is due here in the number 4 position in the batting order. He will take a strike here. Nothing in one. Understand Prince Amukamara, the quarterback for Nebraska, has just been drafted in the NFL draft to the New York Giants with a number 19 pick. So Prince Amukamara, the first Husker taken in the NFL draft tonight to the New York Giants with a number 19 pick. So Prince will head to the Big Apple to play his professional ball. There's a swing and a miss at the plate, and Jeff Hobbs is now behind on the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Hastings linked to the local information you need.
1 ball and 2 strikes here in the 7th inning. Hastings has a man on first base. That's A.J. Clark. Nick Till trying to finish things off here for the Concordia Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be heading out in the shallow right field, going back to second baseman. He's going to make the catch. Flores makes the catch. And the ball game is over as Jeff Hobbs will fly out to second base, and that ends the ball game. Concordia is going to knock off Hastings here in this second half of the doubleheader here tonight as they beat Hastings. Final score, it was Concordia 9, Hastings College 4. Back to the recap in the postgame show right after this.
It's great for a community to grow. It's better when it grows together. That's one of the primary missions of the Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community, making our community stronger, using partnerships with other like-minded institutions. Here's Ron Chesbro of Hastings College.
Hastings College is really pleased with our partnership with the Hastings YMCA in a number of ways. We have our students are all members of the YMCA by virtue of our student government, which supports these memberships. We also host a number of events for our students at the YMCA here in Hastings. And on top of that, our faculty and staff, pretty large number of our faculty and staff hold family memberships, and we actually support that through payroll deduction here at the college. It's been a great partnership for us.
Dozens of other cooperative efforts on the part of the Hastings Family YMCA and institutions like Hastings College are examples of enhancing the quality of life in your community.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business. And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College and Concordia split two here tonight. The Broncos winning the first ball game by a score of 10-5. And it was Concordia winning the nightcap by a score of 9-4. Bulldogs scoring 9 runs on 11 base hits. They commit 1 error. They leave 8 men on the base pads. Hastings scoring 4 runs on 5 base hits, but 5 big errors for the Broncos here in this second ball game. They leave 6 men on the base pads. A.J. Clark is going to be the losing pitcher for the Broncos here tonight in game number 2. He went 5 2/3 innings. Clark is now 6-3 on the season. He gives up 7 runs, 10 hits, 5 strikeouts, no walks, and 1 hit batter. Addison Ives came on for Hastings to throw the final inning in a third. Gave up no hits in the ball game. Had a couple of strikeouts for Addison Ives as he appeared in both ends of the doubleheader tonight for Hastings. The Broncos dropped the second half of the doubleheader. Concordia is now 18-25 in the season. They are 8-12. 8-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is now 23-19. They're 14-6 in the conference as Hastings will get ready for their final conference doubleheader coming up on Saturday against the Doane College Tigers. So we were tied up at 4 runs apiece in this baseball game, but then a big sixth inning for Concordia as they score 4 runs in the sixth inning, including a 3-run home run by Joe Brandenburg. That gave Concordia a 7-4 lead. They add one more to make it 8-4, and then they had another one in the seventh inning to play to make it 9-4. And the Bulldogs go on to win it tonight over Hastings College by the score of 9-4. So waiting for the word from Sioux Falls on the second half of the doubleheader here tonight between Sioux Falls and Northwestern. Northwestern won their first ball game 7-5 over the Cougars. And at last check, Sioux Falls had the lead over Northwestern in the second ball game. If Northwestern wins the second half of that doubleheader, they will definitely have the inside track of maybe making a run to the top spot for the GPAC championship this year. If they lose that one, everybody is back in the same boat. It'll be Concordia, rather, it'll be Doane leading Northwestern and Hastings by a game with one doubleheader to go on Saturday afternoon. Northwestern, obviously, with the easiest way, they're going to play the Dort Defenders, the team that is in dead last in the conference. So we'll have to wait and see, waiting for the final word on the Northwestern and Sioux Falls, and maybe we'll have that before we leave the airways here tonight. But Concordia knocks off Hastings in the second half of the doubleheader tonight, final score of 9-4. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our post-game show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Getting yourself into a new Bayliner boat from Brad's Marine is fantastic. And it's even better when you spring into savings with a $1,000 rebate from Bayliner. Woohoo! From May 2nd through the 16th, pick your Bayliner from the remaining inventory of 18 and 19-foot models in stock now at Brad's Marine. The boats set know their way to fun in the sun with spacious comfort, too. Hurry in before they're gone, along with a $1,000 Bayliner rebate from Brad's Marine and Hastings, keeping you on the water.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com.
Back at the Smith Complex, it was Hastings College with a split here tonight with the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 10-5. They dropped the second ball game by a score of 9-4 here tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game. I have a chance to chat with him as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Just got word from Sioux Falls. The Sioux Falls Cougars are leading Northwestern 6-0. They are playing in the sixth inning of play, so that's exactly what the Broncos needed right there. Sioux Falls is leading Northwestern 6-0 in their doubleheader up in Sioux Falls tonight. So keep you up to date on that one as we continue here on the postgame show. Mack Land is going to be our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. He came up with a base hit in this second ball game for Hastings. Had a couple of base hits in game number one here tonight. Scored a couple of runs. Mack, congratulations at least on the first game win for you tonight. A tough one in the second one.
Yeah, first game went really well for us. We came out swinging. Our bats were blasting away. I mean, everything was going for us that first game. Kirby was throwing great those first five innings. And then, the second game, I mean, just kind of blew up. I mean, AJ's one of our best pitchers, if not our best. And he just didn't have stuff today. Simple as that. I mean, no one can be perfect every day. And he just happened to have one of those days where, you know, changeup's not working, maybe curveball's not working, something, one of his out pitches, because any one of his pitches is capable of being his out pitch. And he just couldn't find one today.
With AJ not having his best stuff, was that kind of a downer for the rest of the team? You guys had a tough time getting the bats going, too.
Well, I mean, usually it's our pitching that's been dominant for us. And I mean, once AJ, when they score two runs on him, you know, it's okay. But, I mean, obviously we're going to try and get him up as much as we can. But, I mean, obviously, too, it is a downer that AJ isn't having his best stuff. But sometimes we got to deal with adversity, and we got to be able to hit the ball.
Yeah, you were right in the ball game until the sixth inning when he gave up the three-run shot. And
yeah.
You could just see all the air come out of the old balloon at that point.
Yeah, exactly. That kid came in, pinch hit, hadn't been playing, and he just happened to get a good pitch and take it out of the park.
What did AJ say about that? Anything in the dugout afterwards?
His changeup's not working. That's what he said.
Is that what happened? He threw a changeup over across the plate?
I think it was a changeup. So.
Anyway, that was a big blow as Brandenburg blows one out of here for a three-run home run, and they had a couple of more down the stretch as Concordia knocks off Hastings in the second ball game by the score of 9-4 tonight. But in that first ball game, like I said, we had the bats going 10, 12 base hits for the Broncos, probably one of our better offensively in that first ball game tonight.
Exactly, one of our best games, and we were real close there to a run rule, but just couldn't quite find that last run in that fifth inning. But I mean, like you said, the bats were really alive at the beginning of that first game, and they kind of slowed down, and then they really kind of died down the second game, especially after we scored those two.
You guys just met down the left field line. What did Coach say after a split here tonight?
Well, we're still in the race for league, so, I mean, that's the number one thing. We can still go into Doan and take both of those games from them. But, I mean, Coach said he's always got to go with his instinct, and he's not sure if he did the right thing today pitching AJ because, you know, as we all know, AJ usually throws game four. But with AJ being our best pitcher, we want him pitching now, so we can go into Doan knowing that we only have to win one game because they ended up losing. So,
regardless, we've got the GPAC tournament coming up next week. So whether we win the conference championship or not, we've got the GPAC tournament coming up next week with another chance to qualify for nationals. You guys seem to be picking up speed a little bit down the stretch. You have a legitimate chance to maybe make a run in that tournament next
week. Yeah, and the past season last year, we really made a run for it after that. So we're going to hope to carry on that. And hopefully our pitching can finally fall into place again and everything starts to rock and roll.
Really, in a tournament like that, the pitching has got to be almost next to perfect, doesn't it, to make a run in that tournament?
Well, you know, with so many games played, I mean, when you get down to the fourth or fifth game, I mean, if you don't have some depth in your bullpen, you could be in some trouble. But, yes, at the beginning of the tournament, you got to have your best stuff going because you're going to be facing the other team's best guys and you're going to be throwing your best at them, too, and you got to be able to hit the ball, too.
All right, good luck this weekend. We'll see you next week from Sioux City.
Thank you very much.
Mac Land is our player of the game tonight for Hastings as the Broncos split a couple of ball games with Concordia. Hastings winning the first small game by the score of 10-5, and Concordia comes back to win the nightcap by the score of 9-4. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, just call 402-462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com. The Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
With the Charter Price Guarantee, you lock in low prices for 2 full years on TV, internet, and phone. So sit back and enjoy 2 full years of everyone's favorite shows when you want them most. Have fun online with 2 years of sharing and streaming. And catch up with 2 years of hellos and misses. All at low prices you can count on. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER or visit charter.com to lock in low prices for the next 2 years. Residential customers only, 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. Services not available in all areas. Call for details.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
The Jim Bovee Postgame Show is brought to you by Witt Plumbing. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 402-463-4664.
And we're back at the Smith Complex. Hastings College splitting two with Concordia here tonight. Winning the first one, dropping the second one by the score of 9-4. As head coach Jim Bovee joins us in postgame. And, Coach, maybe not what we really wanted, but we're still not out of things here.
Well, we're not out of things because we got a huge break in terms of, you know, we didn't make our own break necessarily, but Nebraska Western gave us a huge break by beating Doan. I mean, if that goes the way everybody thought it was going to go, we're talking about how we're going to use Saturday to get ready for the tournament. And, you know, if Northwestern, if Sioux Falls holds on against Northwestern, you know, we still control our own fate. But I told our guys, based on 3 of the last 4 games, how we've played, with the first game today as the exception, we're very fortunate to be in that situation. You know, you don't play a stretch of games like that and still find yourself in a situation where you can control your own destiny very often. And, you know, I was tickled to death the way we came out and played the first game today. I mean, we came out with a outstanding attitude and effort and championship-type game attitude, I thought, and just as disappointed the second one. I mean, when it fell apart on us, it fell apart quickly, and we lost our composure and just didn't go well. And Concordia hit the ball well. I mean, 2 years ago they hit A.J. hard also, and you take nothing away from them, you know, and we were – you know, great coaching move, the pinch hit, and a home run. You know, if we get that guy out, who knows what happens. But we didn't, and that was the ball game.
Let's talk the second ball game first. You talked about A.J. They hit A.J. hard last year, you said, and you come back with him again this year. What was the philosophy behind that?
Well, you know, I mean, you're 360 days apart. You don't really know if they're, you know, if they're on him. And we just thought that you know, we didn't know the scores of all the games. You know, we knew that Doan had lost one, and we thought about should we pull A.J. back and save him for Saturday. But, you know, if we do that and we drop this game and Northwestern wins out, it didn't do us any good. So we thought, well, we need to go with him and try to take care of business. And, you know, he just didn't have it tonight. And you know, you look at all the games he's thrown this year. I mean, this is the first time that's really been like that. And, you know, three runs is a pretty big. You know, if it's 5-4, now you start from scratch for a run. And so it's just one of those nights. And, you know, I don't know if getting out of routine. You know, he wasn't back on Tuesday when it would have been his normal day to throw on the side, get ready for a Thursday start, and I don't know how that much contributed. But they fought off some good pitches and waited until he made a mistake and then got hits. And, you know, the inning, they scored all those runs. Off A.J., there weren't weekly hit balls. They were hard hit balls. So you got to credit them, too.
What do you say about the ball he threw to Brandenburg for the home run?
Well, it was down, but a lot of left-handers like the ball down. And, you know, it really wasn't wind-blown. By that time, you know, the wind was pretty calm. So the guy just came in and did exactly what he needs to as a pinch hitter. You got to credit him, young kid. I hadn't batted the whole night. And, you know, went out and won a game for him. And that's, you know, they may look back in a week as that's what got them in the tournament, is that swing. So, you know, it's frustrating to lose one like that. You know, I don't know that we were in necessarily a position to win it. You know, we never had a lead. And going out there to try to shut the door, but it's frustrating because you feel like you should have won that game.
And five errors in the second ball game, way too many to win a contest.
Oh, by far. Lost our composure there, and both games, sixth inning, killed us. Fortunately, in the first game, we had scored enough runs that we survived it. But, yeah, disappointed with how things went defensively for us, you know, in the infield. And you know, crazy things can happen out here at this field, and we just weren't up to the level of play that we needed to be in the second game compared to what we had in the first game.
Yeah, just about everything we said was wrong in the second ball game was right in the first ball game. We did pretty well. Played pretty good defense, had good offense, good pitching.
Yeah, I had a defensive mistake here or there, but for the most part, made some good plays, came right out the first two innings and shut them down. And gave us some momentum, you know, knocked their starter out right away. I mean, you don't like to see a guy get hurt, but we were hitting the ball hard. And added on, even though we got a lead, we added on some runs. So, fortunately, I had a big enough lead that when things got a little hairy there in the sixth, we were able to survive it. And you know, Kerb had given us good effort and, you know, got us far enough that we got Ives in there. And, you know, Ives pumps the zone. I mean, he did in game two also. And you know, the run he gave up in game two wasn't earned. So, you're right. We did. You did what you thought you needed to do to win in the first game, and the things that you needed to do to win the second game, you just didn't do at all.
Talk about Ives coming out of the bullpen both ball games tonight.
Well, you know, our team's got a lot of confidence in Ives for a freshman. And, you know, he usually needs a day's rest, but, of course, when we don't have the back-to-back, we have the luxury of throwing him, you know, twice in a day. He didn't throw that many pitches, but he comes out and throws strikes, and he's been effective. And, you know, I could see him being his potential closer for us, but he's really served the setup role and the secondary closer role for us very well. You know, and if you're here at the park tonight, he threw well tonight too.
So Hastings is set up now with a doubleheader coming up here on Saturday against the Doan College Tigers. What's the game plan, pitching-wise, for Saturday?
Well, the game plan is you go with Williams and hope he's got it. You know, we gave him a little extra rest in anticipation of this start, hoping that it would mean something. And, you know, we know the first one's going to mean something. And we'll see in the second one. You know, the plan is to go with LeMaster in the second one. Ives and Land will both be ready if we need them. And, you know, we would love to be playing game two with a chance to win the league title. But we got to take care of business in game one. We showed some flashes offensively here early tonight. And, you know, if we play like we're capable of, we can do this. But, you know, Doan's the best team in the league, and we haven't played him yet. You know, we haven't played anybody that caliber in the league. So, we're hoping maybe that the jitters will get to them being this close to winning the conference title, that maybe that's going to work to our advantage, but we'll just have to see.
If not, the Broncos move into the GPAC tournament next week. What's going to take next week to maybe make a run through that thing?
Well, I mean, our pitcher's got to return to the form of 2 or 3 weeks ago, and, you know, now we're in a situation where, you know, coaches, you're always thinking ahead. You're thinking, well, how are we going to throw this? And, you know, we still could be, I mean, we very easily could be in the 4 or 5 seed.
playing, you know, a 4 or 5 seed, and you know, you look at who you've faced and who's pitched against who and things like that. So, you know, obviously you probably go with Parker Wells first just because they're going to be the rested pitchers. And, you know, see if you can get out of Thursday. I mean, that's kind of been the mode for us the last couple of years. We've made a run being able to get out of Thursday, and then our depth has usually been a little better than a lot of people. And you know, I'd love to get deep enough in the tournament where we got to come back with Cody Falk, or if we haven't had to use Ives, use him in the starter role or Land. But, I mean, that's a long ways away. We got to try to do this on Saturday, and if we can get game one, then we like our chances in game two.
You can scratch all that stuff out on Sunday, huh?
I'll have plenty of time on Sunday to scratch that out. I'll have the 80-mile drive from Crete, and that'll probably be enough for me to scratch it out.
Okay, good luck this weekend. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
So Hastings College drops these back end of the doubleheader here tonight to Concordia 9-4. A.J. Clark, again, the losing pitcher. He's now 6-3 in the season. Fortunately enough, the Broncos win the first one by a score of 10-5 over the Dogs, with Kirby Wells picking up the win. He is now 4-3 in the season. So when the dust clears here tonight at the Smith Complex, Hastings College will have a record of 23 wins, 19 losses, and now 14-6. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Concordia is now 18-25. They are 8-12 in the conference. As they head to the final doubleheader coming up this weekend, Concordia still trying to scratch their way into the postseason tournament here next week up in Sioux City. They were 8th coming into the ball game here tonight. Hastings College, depending on the outcome of that Northwestern Sioux Falls game, still with a chance to win the conference championship this weekend in the doubleheader that they play in Crete against the Doane College Tigers. Pairings for the tournament will be out Sunday. The tournament next week up in Sioux City will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll travel with the Broncos to Sioux City next week, and we'll have the play-by-play coverage here on 1230 KHAS. So a split here tonight. Not what we wanted, but we got to half of the job done here tonight. Hastings winning the first game 10-5. They dropped the second one by a score of 9-4. That'll wrap things up from the Smith Complex here tonight, Prairie Ridge Park. For my producer and engineer, John Debron, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Jim Bovee Postgame Show has been brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 402-463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. You've been listening to Hastings College Baseball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.